Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals and do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Ariane Messimer competed in American Ninja Warrior, a show where people race to complete the world's most difficult obstacle courses just months after treatment for stage 3 liposarcoma. In this episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast, Messimer, who holds a doctoral in physical therapy and is a registered dietitian who teaches yoga and mindfulness, explains how she spent much of her time in treatment training for the competition and shares what she learned from her experiences.
For our audience, I would love if you could go into more detail about your journey.
So I've always been in the health industry. So I've been in the health industry for 20 years. So fitness, nutrition, physical therapy. I did lose my brother at the age of 29 to cancer, and my mom also had cancer. So at that time, I really became much more passionate about just health and wellness and appreciating everything that life has to offer. And of course, the gift of movement as well. So fast forward, I'd owned a business and I was working at a physical therapy outpatient clinic. And I noticed that I had the pinpoint nerve in my calf. And I was, of course, super active at the time. I was always working out. So I thought it was really unusual and was looking into, is it a Baker's cyst? Is it a meniscus tear? And what was happening? And why was I having this nerve pain? And all my colleagues looked at it and said, we're not really sure what it is. Maybe you should get it looked at. So I ended up within 2 weeks, I found a mass in the back of my leg, and I saw a sports medicine doctor, non-surgical, somebody that I knew we referred patients to. And he said, yeah, it's a solid mass. And I think we're going to need to get an MRI as soon as possible. So that kind of led into, getting the MRI as soon as possible and then going into Penn for a consult with Dr. Christy Weber for possible sarcoma. So it was kind of leading into the diagnosis.
All right. And then what about after the diagnosis and going through treatment?
When I first went to Dr. Weber, she actually wasn't even sure if it was benign or if it was cancerous. So initially, my mom and I were pretty excited. We thought that everything was fine. And come to find out, within that week, I was at a conference in New York. She called me and said, you have cancer and we're going to start with radiation. So initially I was planning to do radiation, but then once they found out what type of tumor it was, that it was stage 3 and it had round cell and myxoid, that I needed to do chemotherapy first because the round cell was sensitive to chemotherapy. So first part of the diagnosis time, I started with chemo, but prior to that, I did the oncofertility preservation. So they said I probably wouldn't be able to have children. So it was either freeze my eggs and wait 4 weeks or do that clinical trial. So I decided to do that and then started chemotherapy and did 3 rounds of that. Then I got married. So this was all, by the way, 2 months before my wedding. So I got married, went on my honeymoon. I kind of took an intentional pause from chemo and was planning to do the other 3 rounds. And then the tumor grew. So it killed the round cell component, but it did kill, it killed the round cell, but the tumor did grow in size. So they immediately switched me to proton therapy. And then that was when I started, I'm just keeping it chronological. So then I started training for American Ninja Warrior at that time. So I felt great. And I felt during proton therapy, I had ton of energy. I worked in the morning, I'd take the train into Philly, come back and go right to the ninja gym. And when we started training, it wasn't necessarily because I was in cancer treatment. It was just because I wanted to do it anyway. And I just thought it was a good time. So we started training for that. I had a coach and Proton therapy, like I said, was awesome. I felt awesome. And then kind of transitioning towards the end of that was when I had surgery. So I had limb sparing surgery in September of 2015. And then I, of course, had to take a little bit of a break from training, but I was able to train in my basement because my husband built a ninja gym in my basement. So I was able to do all the upper body things. And then after that, went into chemotherapy again. So that was my second three rounds of chemo. And then on the last day of chemotherapy, I submitted my application for American Ninja Warrior.
That's amazing. So during your last round of chemo, were you still training at the same time, or how was that experience kind of like? Because I know training for American Ninja Warrior is definitely a lot. I mean, it's a lot of mental training for mental strength. There's a lot of quick thinking. There's of course a lot of physical strength. So what was that experience like?
You know, it was kind of an interesting transition coming from Proton when I felt pretty, we'll say normal, and I was feeling so strong, to then surgery, which was obviously surgery for me was probably more of an emotional setback than anything, because I just, my leg was not recovering well. And so when I was in chemotherapy, those last three rounds, my body was definitely falling apart. So I had to get blood transfusions. I had a clot in my heart. I had interstitial cystitis from the chemo. It was just like kind of one thing after another. So I did do what I could. So I never worked out it towards the end anyway. I didn't work out the week of chemo. So for sarcoma, it's 4 days of infusions, and then you're still on infusions the rest of the weekend. So it was a whole week. So I would slowly do as much as I could after like the week that I was coming back to life. And I just did what I could during that time, and then slowly picked it up after I finished treatment.
Why did you decide on American Ninja Warrior?
So initially, my husband, when we first started dating, said, we watched the show and I didn't know anything about it. And he said, you should be on this show. And I said, I didn't even know what it was. So we started watching. And I said, this is so awesome. So I had been in my mind for a long time. And really the trigger was that this ninja gym opened up that was local. And I knew about it, and they had been open for a few months. And I said, you know, I'm just going to go check it out. So I said, if they're nice, if I like the facility, it just seems like a good fit, I'm going to do it. So that literally was the reason.
The American Ninja Warrior was something that you were kind of attracted to or introduced to before your cancer diagnosis. But then, of course, it kind of dominoed into during and after your journey with cancer. So how important was competing in American Ninja Warrior, and what did that really mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that while I was training, I felt, you know, just like every person that has a diagnosis of cancer, it's so overwhelming, and you lose complete control. And so for someone that's always been in such control of their health, I felt the same way. I felt like, how could this be? And all I do is move. And so the first few weeks were really hard for me. And then I finally got to this point where I started working out with kettlebells, and I was like, okay, you know what? I can do this. I'm not going to let this beat me. And I don't want to just survive cancer. I want to thrive. And once I made that decision, and that was truly through movement, then it was kind of like the American Ninja Warrior just seemed a natural path. So once I was doing training for that, everything was an obstacle. So I would literally go to the gym and work on obstacles. And it was just kind of an interesting, you know, dichotomies where I would think like, wow, I just overcame all these like little obstacles. But meanwhile, I'm overcoming the biggest obstacle of my life. So it was actually really cool. And I think once I finished, and even though I felt like I truly was on my deathbed that last day of chemo, when I hit submit for that application, I was just, it was the best feeling in the world. It was like, yeah, I'm gonna beat this. And it didn't matter if I got on or not. It was just amazing to think that, yeah, I trained for this the whole time I had chemo, or the whole time I had cancer. So it was really cool.
So then moving into competition, what was it like to compete?
So December was when I finished. I started kind of climbing my way back up in January, and it was slow, but I did, and I'd already submitted my application. So it was really just, you're assuming you're going to be on and just training for it as if you're going to be. So I didn't find out until 3 weeks before the show. So it was in May of 2016, and they called and said, you know, I just finished work for the day. And this young, sweet lady, she calls and she said, you know, hey, I just want to let you know you've been accepted to be on American Ninja Warrior. And it was hard to even explain how happy I was. I literally was jumping up and down and running and screaming for probably hours. So it was just the most amazing feeling ever. And then it was so neat because I didn't realize so many people were following my story. So I had a challenge accepted was my motto, and that was what I used for my shirt. So I had all these people that bought shirts, and it all went to Penn Medicine for the sarcoma fund. So it was such a cool experience. And then the day of the competition, I just remember standing there and trying to take it all in of, I'm literally standing here with some of the best athletes in the entire country. So it was absolutely incredible. And it was, you know, so the whole day, I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing that happens in the middle of the night. And I'm not sure, not everyone knows that. So I, you know, got there, geez, probably in the morning, and didn't compete until 2:30 a.m. So the whole time you see the course, but you're not practicing it. You just watch a tester go through it. And during that time, I was just, you know, of course, anxious, excited, all of the above. But when I stood out there on the starting line, it was just the most amazing feeling ever.
Just going back to the training a little bit, mm-hmm. Were there any challenges that kind of went along with training? I know you mentioned that at one point after your surgery, you could really only use your upper body. And then, of course, during chemotherapy, you kind of had to take a little break. But were there any other challenges, whether they be cancer related or not cancer related, or if they're related to physical strength or mental strength, that you ran into during that process?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, there definitely were some physical things. Fortunately, I felt like it was short stints of time. So it was after proton therapy, my leg was really, really, really irritated. I mean, to even have clothes on, and that lasted for a week. But then right after that, I literally, between that and my surgery, hosted a dance. I do ballroom dancing. So I hosted a fundraising event, and it was our biggest event. I danced at it literally right in between proton therapy and like 2 days before it and surgery. So I kind of just figured it out along the way. I mean, surgery, like I said, it was really tough because I couldn't use my leg, and I really had to respect the healing process, but I was able to do pull-ups and all kinds of upper body obstacles. So I did that. And I would say the last 3 rounds of chemo emotionally were really tough, but physically and emotionally, because I just felt so bad. And I felt like I was coming off of feeling so strong. So I, like I said, I did maintain what I needed to, but it wasn't what I wanted to be doing. I mean, I think it's inevitable that there's emotional, mental, and physical things that you're going to go through. But I think American Ninja Warrior helped me to keep me focused. So like, this is what my goal is, more so than probably beating cancer. But I think that I just had this, really, it was that I wanted to thrive. Like, I wasn't going to let this take over my life. I really wanted it to be about living everything every day to the fullest.
For sure. And then when were you declared cancer-free?
Well, I mean, they never really said those words per se, but technically, I guess you could say even after surgery, well, let's just say 3 months after. So it would have been, let's say, March of 2016.
Okay.
It was my first scan after treatment.
So that was basically right before competition as well.
Right before, yes.
What do you think you gained from the competition after going through diagnosis and treatment and then being told that you kind of had the green light and you were cancer-free of sorts or in remission?
So I feel like I just remember that time, I just felt like I did overcome like some of the biggest obstacles ever. Like, it wasn't, when I was at American Ninja Warrior, it wasn't really about that. It was that I beat cancer and I'm standing on the country's toughest obstacle course. So it just felt, I would say, so empowering. It didn't matter how I did. It didn't matter like what happened at all that night. It was just the fact that I did it. And it made me realize that not just me, but that anyone can do anything that they put their mind to, because it wasn't so much about the physical piece. It was truly all mindset. You know what I mean? That I'm like, okay, all right, knocked down. Okay, get back up. Got knocked down, get back up. I mean, I had, like I said, so many things happen during treatment and, you know, they all were terrible. But I just felt like, okay, I'm going to get through this. Like even at American Ninja Warrior, I still had my port in my chest. So yes, which probably wasn't the safest thing, but I did have my port in my chest. My leg was still, I'm still having a lot of issues there. But once again, I was like, you know what? I got to sometimes keep pushing through.
And with the competition, what ended up being your, I know they do it by time. So what ended up being your time? Did you win the competition? What was kind of your placement there?
Did not win the competition, but I got to the second obstacle. So the first one was what I was most focused on, which was the Quinn steps. And I was, you know, nervous about my leg. They had added an obstacle in between. So they added a rope swing to the platform. And the second obstacle, I had this grand plan because all the females were wearing these short shorts. And I thought, oh, I wonder why they're doing that. It was for better skin contact. So I missed that part. I was going to pull my legs and pull my pants up, my shirt up, and I forgot. So I literally just stood gracefully into the water.
Kind of like going back to how your mindset was during all this, just, you know, you get knocked down, you get back up and you keep going. For other patients who might be in a similar situation to you, either they were very active before their diagnosis, or even if they weren't and they start to be active after their diagnosis, just because fitness is such a huge part of recovery as well, what would your advice be to them?
Yeah. I mean, first, it doesn't have to be American Ninja Warrior, right? That was my, let's say, unique story. And that's what I chose to do. But movement is not just physical at all. And it is a way for us to express emotions. So I think that in my personal life, it has truly been the thing that has healed me through every life challenge. And I think for everyone, and I try to encourage all my patients to do that, is find something that works for you, whether that's walking, whether that's dancing, whether that's, you know, yoga, it doesn't really matter, but just trying to find something that feels safe to you, that feels appropriate to you, and just taking that first step and taking your power back, because I think that that's what it does for you. It truly gives you your power.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.